every week this time we look at one of the leaders who got us to this point in history as a country and as a people. We speak to Tumo Bopape, and today we are looking at Setshwayo Kamapande, who is the last king of the independent Zulu kingdom. Good afternoon, Tumo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Kathy.
It's lovely to hear you. Tell us a little bit about Setshwayo.
Okay, yes, indeed, about King Setshwayo Kamapande. He's the last king of the independent Zulu kingdom. And he was born in a very troubled time in the history of the Zulu kingdom. He was born in 1826. And 2 years from his birth, when he was only 2 years old, his father, Mpande, and Dingane, who were the brothers of Shaka Zulu,
yes,
plotted and assassinated King Shaka.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dingane became the king. And when Dingane became the king, 12 years later, Dingane and Mpande fought over the throne themselves. And that saw Dingane being removed by Mpande. And so Mpande asserted himself as the king of the Zulu people. So Setshwayo, being the son of Mpande, was able to ascend the throne after the death of his father in 1872. So King Setshwayo is known as one of the most powerful figures in the history of South Africa. In fact, one of the most powerful kings in the Zulu kingdom. His greatness is first seen when the Boer trekkers were now flooding into the territory of the Zulu people, and at this time they are demanding taxes and they claiming land. So he was able to send several thousand warriors to the borders of the Zulu Empire, and it's not a surprise that the Boers retreated, because King Setshwayo, being a ruler of a highly disciplined army of over 40,000 men, so this was a very disciplined impi, as they call it in Zulu. So the power of the Zulu kingdom at this time also becomes a problem to the British colonial interests. And what the British now do, they send in Sir Bethwell Freire, who's fresh from Europe, and he is at this time the commander in chief of all British forces, and he becomes the British High Commissioner for South Africa.
Tumo, can I just ask you? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but aside from,
yes,
I mean, was he a fair king? Was he a just king? Was he good to his people? I mean, for example, we know that Shaka Senzangakhona was very, very hard on his people. But sometimes to develop a people, you need to be harder rather than kinder. So, what kind of a king was Setshwayo Kamapande?
Well, King Setshwayo was actually, contrary to Shaka Zulu, he was a very kind king, and he is remembered very well by the Zulu people.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shaka Zulu was very strict to the core, and to establish the Zulu kingdom, he needed to be strict and he needed to be very brutal. And, you know, the Zulu kingdom, you know, was established on foundations of brutality. But Setshwayo was more... you know, he was more gentle, but the power that the throne of the Zulus had at this time was problematic.
All right, and that is
to
where...
the British. Yeah, that
okay.
is.
Thank you so much, Tumo Bopape from Maropeng, the Long March to Freedom. If you haven't been there, go and check it out. And thank you so much, Tumo. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful
thank
week.
Thank you so much.
Bye. And, just go and do yourself a favor. Go and learn about all these fascinating, fascinating people.